things shift and foundations waver. Certainties once held beyond question falter under analysis, and what appeared stable reveals itself to be trembling at the edge of intelligibility. The closer one looks, the more the obvious slips away, dissolving not into clarity, but into paradox. The scandal lies precisely in this undoing, that what seems self-evident collapses when examined is not merely an intellectual curiosity. It is a rupture, a disquieting breach between appearance and truth. In place of the expected clarity arises a doubling, a rift that neither logic nor instinct can quite mend. It is the paradox itself that scandalizes, not because contradiction exists, but because it is found at the very heart of what once seemed clear. The common definition of reality, the world or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional idea of them, offers the illusion of clarity. It claims distinction, the actual versus the imagined, the concrete over the abstract. Yet, when this definition is pressed, it folds quietly inward. To exist, we are told, is to have objective reality or being. Thus, reality is defined by existence, and existence by reality. The circle closes. What is real is what exists. What exists is what is real. The words hold hands and spin, never touching the ground. This is not a flaw of vocabulary, but a limit of thought. The terms reach toward a world assumed to lie beyond language, yet they never escape the mirror of their own reflections. One seeks to define what is, but finds only a structure of reference, never the thing itself. Reality is invoked as self-evident, but it is never isolated from the lens that perceives it, never named without invoking another layer of assumption. The definition gestures outward, but collapses inward. In this recursion, a deeper truth emerges. Reality is not a substance pinned beneath a word, but a relation, an ongoing negotiation between perception, interpretation, and experience. It is not captured by contrast with the ideal or notional, because every perception of the actual already includes idea, already passes through mind, memory, and metaphor. The more one tries to define it cleanly, the more it blurs, like water held too tightly in a fist. What appears firm beneath one's feet often harbors a quiet instability, a hidden fault line running just beneath the crust of what is taken for granted. The reliable turns fickle with a slight shift in angle, revealing how much of certainty depends not on fact, but on fragile conviction. What feels solid, objects, time, identity, may in fact be suspended over depths that resist anchoring. The ground of experience, so seemingly secure, conceals its own impermanence. Perception stands as both conduit and obstruction, allowing the world to pass into awareness while distorting it in the same breath. It grants access while denying transparency, filtering reality through the particularities of the body and the mind. Sight clarifies and deceives. Sound discloses and misleads. Every sense offers truth in fragments, never in totality. What reaches consciousness is shaped not only by what is, but by the lens through which it is received, a lens clouded by memory, expectation, and desire. Into this fragile construct, dreams intrude, not as idle fantasy, but as forces that unmoor certainty. In sleep, the mind abandons the structures of casualty and coherence, revealing how easily the familiar can be unraveled. Faces shift, logic dissolves, and time bends. Yet, all is accepted without question until waking tears the veil. And even then, traces remain, images too vivid to dismiss, emotions too real to disown, casting doubt on the singularity of waking truth. If the mind can construct a world